ששחקת נשי סטייכם בכל אשר את אשר יש ואיזה סתמו ונתמאית ונתמאיתם בום so they should not eat non-kosher shrozim, and if they do them, you'll be tami yourself with them. And Gemara in Yuma learns it makes them without the aleph, which is the tamtim, that it will cause your nefesh to be not 100% with it. So it says a mushal that a person worked or he owned a perfume store, and one time he had to go into a store that there was a tannery which has a horrible smell and was disgusted from it. But with the time, he unfortunately had to sell his perfume store, and his only parnasa that was available was to work in a tannery. In the beginning, it was very hard for him, but after a while, he got used to it. Everything felt good. So that's the same thing. A person who eats food is not kosher, or for that matter, does any avera on a long term. The mice, it causes him to be unsensitive to the non-pleasant nature of the avera. And with the time, it becomes natural for him. So that is a goal in life, to not only to do the mitzvahs, but to realize that by doing the mitzvahs, you become sensitized, and prevents us from being enticed into the avarice. Another way around, if we fall into the trap of the avarice, that we lose our sensitivity and continue doing them, we don't feel the positive nature of the mitzvahs.